Late Night Conversations with Patricia Nduli, Monday to Thursday, 10 p.m. till midnight.
So let's celebrate a young star in South Africa, the youngest ever black female attorney admitted as a conveyancer. And her name is Nomlayo Mabena. She's an attorney of the High Court of South Africa, a notary public and conveyancer. And she's also practicing as an associate at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr Attorneys. Thank you very much for joining us, Nomlayo.
Good evening, Patricia. Thank you for having me on your show.
I'm so excited to be speaking to a young black female who's just turning heads in a space that was predominantly white and male-dominated.
Yeah, I know. And it still looks a lot like you describe it. So it's actually quite exciting to be in that space and to, make yourself heard in those spaces. It's really been a privilege.
But Nomlayo, you know, I'm sad to hear you saying it still looks the same. The picture has not really swayed much. As we celebrate Human Rights Day, let's look at your field specifically, being real estate in South Africa. Has there been much transformation there right now?
So I think that there has been some movement, and we have to acknowledge that there is some movement. We can't say it's exactly how it looked maybe in 1992 or in 2004 or in 2012 even. There is some movement that is happening, but in the same way that the law itself changes very slowly, the transformation also takes place very slowly. And you find that most of your very senior people in your industry are still looks the same in that regard. But what is amazing is that we do have a lot of young people coming through, and they are making themselves heard. And we have people like myself, people like my colleagues who are also coming up, and we are getting into those spaces. So there is that transformation. And what we need to start seeing a bit more is maybe transformation at a higher level, you know, seeing a lot more people that look like us in those spaces where we are not. And I think that that sends a message to young children everywhere that you can actually make it to that point as well, and you won't end up as a junior like us, as we are in that place.
And you make me remember the saying, young black child, it is possible. So where did your story start? I mean, being recognized as the youngest ever black female attorney admitted as a conveyancer. I mean, where did your journey start? I know you studied at the University of Pretoria, but clearly there's a story before that.
Yeah, so I think my story, especially law-related, starts when I was young, and I used to be a child who used to love reading a lot. That child that used to be buried in books all the time. And I read this one book called The Innocent Prisoner, and I thought, oh my word, this person didn't get any kind of justice. How is this the world we live in? And I was about 9 years old. So then did I start thinking, maybe this is a career path for me, you know. It's something that I would want to look into and actually make the world a better place. And when I attended high school at Blue Hills College, it was I had a lot of encouragement in that place where people, my teachers, the directors of the school, the principals, they all knew I wanted to do law, and everyone pushed me so hard to actually achieve that goal. And I think I could not have done it without that environment. I must say that Blue Hills College really, really set my life up to what it is at this point. And I can't take that away from them. But I also must mention that I grew up in an environment with teachers. I mean, my parents are primary school teachers. So they got me into reading. They got me into, you know, being passionate about things I do and working hard at the things that I want to do. So that background is what helped me achieve this particular feat.
My goodness. So the background that we come from does really play a huge role in how we are shaped. But your mindset as well, because you keep on repeating the fact that, yes, you had a lot of people supporting you, but you also pushed yourself in terms of reading more and making sure that you understand the field that you're going into. I want to ask A-teamers. A-teamers, we're talking to the youngest ever black female attorney admitted as a conveyancer. And I think this is a life-changing thing. Yes, there might not be transformation as much as we'd like to see in the legal spaces. But A-teamers, call in. Please send messages and voice notes. Congratulate this young black female who's doing great things, or even ask questions. The number to dial is 011-714-2006. You can also SMS 41391. WhatsApps go to 06-14104. Nomyalo, you know, in terms of, I mean, how you can describe your work ethic and, mm-hmm. and you know, how you make sure that you stay buoyant in an industry that is filled with men, that is filled with patriarchal norms. How do you do that?
So I always say that I was given an opportunity by my parents, an opportunity that they did not necessarily have. You know, they could get into some industries, but not necessarily others. They could, but it was a lot more difficult. And with what they had, they got me to take a step above what they could achieve. And what that taught me is that this whole thing is a journey, and it's a journey for my future children too. And I need to work hard enough to know that I need to take this race further and further than my parents took it, and take it further for my own children, who will take it further for their own. Because, you know, we always speak about things like generational wealth, and we all use it as a hashtag, and we use it as something to just gain followers on Twitter and everything like that. But the point that we have to, like, understand is the fact that our parents had limited opportunities, and they gave us some opportunities that they could not give. With these opportunities, we must take this race even further. Even when you're running a race.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Like, you know, when when you're running a relay race, the last person in that last 100 meters is the fastest person. At this point, I'm the last person in the race until I have to pass the baton to somebody else. And that means I need to run for my life. And that means working hard, because this is the life that has been given to me. Now I need to run like my life depends on it. And for me, that's what motivates me to really work hard, because I need to make it better, and I need to leave the world better for the people that are coming after me.
Let me go to some of our A-teamers. I've got Anonymous on the line. Good evening, Anonymous, and happy Human Rights Day.
Good evening to you, Patricia. I don't celebrate human rights. Human rights have treated me very badly.
Oh, come on, Anonymous.
Many times I've been treated badly by the human rights and by the certain, and by the, what's the other people? The Chapter 9 Institute persons. So there's no human rights.
Wait
a
minute. But do you
believe? Day, I was assaulted once on Human Rights Day by a police officer.
My goodness. Tell me something, Anonymous.
I don't celebrate Human Rights Day.
Tell me something.
I think it's only for certain people. It's not for certain people. The human rights, there's no justifiability for
all. Wait. Anonymous, tell me something. Do you believe in the Constitution that our human rights are enshrined around? Do you believe?
I believe in the Constitution, but the Constitution is not working in South Africa.
Not that it's not working, maybe the execution. And I'm sorry that you've got such a bitter taste in your mouth about today.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure you've got a comment or a question.
No, first I want to congratulate the lady, the beautiful young lady. And I just want to ask her if she's related to Mr. Bob Mabena. And she's got a beautiful voice on this side of the phone. And she sounds fabulous, and her English is not putrid but beautiful. And I just want to know, you know, those who read, I know those who read and those who listen to other people's, intelligent people's point of views, and everybody's point of views that come on the radio become very intelligent. So I think she, by reading, anyone who reads, I found them to be very intelligent. I found them to be well-spoken. I found them to use better English and good English instead of putrid English, right? So, but she's just so wonderful. And for the young lady, I think you should walk in the direction and please help other people to be like you, to make our country a better place for all of us to live in.
You know what, Anonymous?
And we need experienced attorneys. We need attorneys that just don't come out of school and think they can go to court without any experience. We need people to have experience to practice in the court of law before you go out on your own and open a practice, and then you don't attend to the person, you know, with dignity, or you don't...
Anonymous, you kept on panting on the issue of beautiful English because she's well read. You know what we need in South Africa? It's not well spoken in English attorneys and legal people. What we need in South Africa, because we are so diverse, we are so dynamic, are attorneys and lawyers who are able to speak at least one, two, or three of our mother tongues, so that this constitution that is not being upheld properly can be translated to all, so all are able to uphold it.
I totally agree with you, and I think not just attorneys, I think also people of different fields should understand you know, one another in their own mother tongue.
Definitely.
At least understand them, even if you don't know how to speak, at least understand the person's language.
Let's allow Nomlayo to just also acknowledge your congratulations. Thank you very much,
yes,
Anonymous.
And thank you for acknowledging us as well.
Okay, thank you very much, Anonymous. Nomlayo.
Very much, Anonymous. Thank you. That is lovely to hear. I will respond and say I am not related to Bob Mabena, which is unfortunate. But I have had conversations with him. And he actually wished me happy birthday last year on air, which was amazing. And then he passed not long after that, which is quite sad.
May his soul rest in peace, and may he continue to multiply, because he inspired most of our radio journey. At least my radio journey was inspired by him growing up listening to him. There's another A-teamer on the line, the beautiful Lady Jay. Jay, good evening and happy Human Rights Day.
I will say a very happy Heritage Day. Happiness all around and everywhere. And to you, Patricia, thank you for bringing in Nomlayo. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Nomlayo.
Yes.
Sambonani. Sambonani. Am I pronouncing that correct? Sambona singular, right. Sambonani is plural. There's two of you all there. You know, a very, very profound statement you made about your parents. Firstly, the career that they have chosen in their life, which has given you a platform and a step ladder to look at how you can go further, and encouraging you to read. And that is the most beautiful gift that they have encouraged you in this life of yours. What I want to bring out is, you know, as young as you are, and what you have achieved, that is beauty itself. That will definitely tell me, even if I have to hear you or see you for the first time, I can see the beauty coming out. But what I'm getting at is our country must look at the younger generation to go forward. What happens to the youngsters when they see very elderly persons, very old person, very, very much in retirement, is still holding on to posts? Our youngsters feel, no, I still got a long way to go. I will reach that career. I will get into that position. But at the moment they see you now, Nomlayo, they're going to say, I got very little time. She's so young. She is only 20. I don't know how old are you, but I'm just, I can feel you are just about 20 to me.
Yeah.
And am I right?
I'm 25 now. When I was admitted as a conveyancer, I was 23.
Okay. But definitely you sound 20 on the side of me, and definitely you remain 20. So what I'm saying, the younger generation and the little ones, when they see the younger generations have reached this position, they're going to say, you know what, I'm only 16 now. How many more years I've got to reach that position? I only got 5 years or maybe 4 years. What I've got to do? I have to double up, tighten my belt, and stay at home, listen carefully, read and read and read. And Patricia, the other point you brought in, about learning as many languages as possible. It is definitely, definitely a must.
Definitely.
It is definitely. And to me, every language is most beautifully given to each sector of people in a community. No man has developed and can say he created that language. It has been given by the divine, the Lord himself. So in us respecting each other's language, we are respecting God. And, you know, it is so beautiful when you talk to somebody in a language that they understand, it goes to their head. But if you speak to the language that they understand, you know, it's their language, it goes to the heart. It creates a very, very good communication, and you can connect easily.
Thank you very much, Jay.
Yeah.
Jay, because of time, I need to let you go. Thank you very much.
Yes, I know. Just to hear Nomlayo, I'll switch on the radio. And every bit of congratulations, my baby.
Thank you so much.
Remain 20 forever.
Thank you very much, Jay. I need to go to Mthandeki. Mthandeki is patiently holding on the line. Good evening, A-team Mthandeki, and happy Human Rights Day.
Hey, good evening, Patricia, and once more same to you for a happy Human Rights Day. And first, let me express my appreciation to the young lady for having qualified in that particular field.
Thank you.
My question is one, or can be twofold. One, in the event that a particular attorney still practicing as an attorney or is a lawyer and happens to take instructions from the public member for a property-related transaction, and he or she is not qualified, what are the consequences for such particular lawyer or attorney? Firstly. Secondly, can such particular behavior of a lawyer for having taken instructions without disclosing to the client or public member that he is or she is not duly registered, but when goes ahead to take money and purport to be executing the instructions given to him or her, what are the legal consequences to such particular attorney or advocate? Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you very much, Mthandeki. And Nomyala?
Thank you,
Patricia. Thank you for that question. I'm hoping that did not happen to him. But if the lawyers are, or attorneys or legal practitioners are all registered with the Legal Practice Council, so when anything happens and you are unhappy with something that a lawyer has done, an attorney, an advocate, whatever the case is, you have to lodge a complaint to the Legal Practice Council and detail to them that this is what they have done. They have taken these instructions. They didn't disclose to me that they're not qualified to take an instruction such as this one. And the consequences for that is that most probably they would get disbarred or removed on the attorney's role. And beyond that, that actually constitutes a fraud. If someone doesn't disclose something like that and they take your money for it, that would be fraud. So you could also report it to the police. But the first step would be to go to the Legal Practice Council with your complaints, and they will find the person and they will tell you what else you need to do. But the person would have to be removed from the role.
Let me go to a voice note here.
Congratulations also, again, sorry, I forgot to tell you, said that. Congrats to for your achievement, you know. It is only by your sheer will and determination and your incredible grit by using the opportunities that were given to you, by staying determined and focused, that you achieve that. So you are a role model to many South Africans out there. Well done.
Well, this one comes from another A-teamer who didn't give us their names, but they say, I would like to ask the guest, as a final student myself, I would like to know, what is your mantra that keeps you going every day?
My mantra comes from the Bible, and so I'm a Christian, and there is a verse that says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. And that's just it. For every day you wake up and you have a task that you should do, do it with all your might. And that's all you ever need to do, and that's all anyone can ever ask you to do.
And then, go for it. Donald in Rustenburg says, it's an ordinary black African child who is doing extraordinary. That's wonderful. Congratulations to her. She's inspired all of us. Another one here via SMS from King St. Nazi in Johannesburg, who says, this is very awesome to see the young black female succeed in their lives. Please ask her to drop her personal email or social media pages so we can follow follow her. And then I'm going to end off with this one. This one is from your cousin, Cousin Spencer. And Cousin Spencer says, the youngest black female conveyancer in South Africa. I'm proud to say that this brilliant young lady is my cousin. She has been and continues to be an inspiration to me, the rest of our family, and many young women that she interacts with. Please also congratulate her for her recent engagement. Hala! La nom la! Yo!
Thank you.
You're
coming.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, and we'll send that invitation through.
Oh, man. I'm so proud of you. You're doing great things. And, you know, I just pray that all South Africans, no matter their age, they can go for it the way you have gone for it. Age is not a glass ceiling that you can't, you know, move beyond. And what you have done is inspire all of us. And we're really grateful. Thank you, Nomyalo. Please give us social media or email, whatever it is, that A-teamers can be able to be in touch with you.
So I think the best one at this point would be to find me on Facebook. And then message me, and then I can give you my personal email address there.
Okay.
After you've messaged me. So my name on Facebook is Nomlaya Mabena, the way it is. Well, Nomlaya Nanet Enhle Mabena, but you will find me.
Excellent. Nomlayo, thank you very much. Looking forward to that wedding invitation. The A team will be there, so be taxed out.
Thank you.
So be ready for that one, okay?
Oh, we're ready for that. We'll
excellent.
Send you that invitation. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
A-teamers, 38 minutes after 10.